Devin and I play Vril.
Emil as Bug.
Us as Schnorkheim, the Wandering Whisperer.
Lisa as Florian Day.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. I think we want to start, actually. Sorry, boss. How do you pronounce the name again? Schnorkheim, was it?
Schnorkheim.
Okay. So you were doing something crazy, and you were going to be multi-classing into Druid, correct?
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I had a move that I wanted to pick.
You were going to take the Shed move, which is a Druid move. When you take damage while shapeshift, you may choose to revert to your natural form and then negate the damage. But since this is a multi-class move that references shapeshifter, you get the shapeshifter move along with it.
Right.
Yep. And this is, in case anybody else wants to try to do multi-classing in the future, this is like by the book how it goes. Like if you take an advanced move that references a starting move, you get both.
And then is it still happening that I get two other moves on top of that?
Yes, because you need all three to do shapeshifter.
Okay, and I need to look at them more, but are they done separately also, or do they just all go together?
They're all going to be considered separate moves, but you're picking them all up with this level, basically.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Which is great, because you're going to have a lot of interesting stuff right away.
I told you guys I had a lot of moves.
A lot of powers, a lot of abilities. With the shapeshifter, when you call upon the spirits to change your shape, roll plus whiz. On 10 plus, hold plus 3. On a 7-9, hold 2. On a miss, hold 1. In addition, whenever the GM says, you take on the physical form of any species whose essence you studied or who lives in your land. You and your positions melt into a perfect copy of the species' form. You have any innate abilities and weaknesses of the form. Claws, wings, gills, breathing, water instead of air. You still use your normal stats, but some of the moves may be harder to trigger. A house cat will find it harder to do battle with an ogre. The GM also tell you one or more moves associated with your new form. Spend one hold to make that move. So you get like each animal you get into is basically going to get like a little individual move that you can spend this hold onto. Once you're out of hold, you return to your natural form. At any time, you may spend all your hold to revert to your natural form. And this like shed is basically a fast trigger for that as well. Right. And then the second move you get with shapeshifter, you get spirit tongue. The grunts, barks, chirps, and calls of creatures of the wild are as language to you. You can understand any animal native to your land or akin to one whose essence you studied. So now we have two people in the party who can talk to animals.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
And now the last fun one he gets is born of the soil. You've learned magic in a place whose spirits are strong and ancient, and they've marked you as one of their own. No matter where you go, they'll live within you and allow you to take their shape. Choose one of the following. It is the land which you are attuned. When you shapeshift, you take any shape with any animal who might live in that land. I believe you're from the Forgotten Delta, so I'm assuming it's the animals of the River Delta, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we'll delete the rest of these.
There's a lot of crazy animals over there, just a heads up.
Oh yeah? Yeah, really crazy ones?
Like what?
Well, we'll have to find out. Well, to begin with, we'll have to see one on him right away. So he gets to choose a tell, a physical attribute that marks you as born of the soil, that reflects the spirit of the land. It may be an animal feature like antlers or leopard spots or something more general, like hair-like leaves or eyes of glittering crystal. Your tell remains no matter what shape you take. So, what is your tell?
It's probably, I don't know if it'll be like glimmering eyes or like maybe a slightly furry nose.
Well, I guess what's an animal from the Delta then that you would be interested in? Because we've already seen that you have the spell aspect of the wolf, so you already have access.
Exactly.
Seen at wolf spirit. So, like, do you have like a wolf nose then, or do you have dog ears or something like that under a hat, fur, claws? I mean, it can be wild. Like, I've listened to a couple of Let's Plays, and like their druid had gills, and in another one, the druid had like a slab of granite on their back. So, like, it could be pretty wild.
Okay. So let's see. I've got sparkling eyes in the moonlight, and then like a pointy nose and pointy ears and furry nose.
Well, you, it's one tell. So what do you, which one do you want?
Oh, let's go with the nose.
Wolf nose. Okay. Awesome. It's also important to realize too that you currently, as a regular halfling, have a wolf nose just out and about, and every animal that you transform into will also have a wolf nose. A little silly. But yeah. But his stuff's going to be pretty crazy. I like this. Even though he's going to get a lot, I kind of liked it a lot because it really does separate the shaman more from the Death Knight, because it makes him feel more like, oh, he's much more nature, whereas the Death Knight is very clearly about death in this way. So I thought it was just like a good way to like strengthen the differences between the two. Even though you both your stuff kind of involves spirits, you clearly use it very differently.
I was thinking between a shaman and a druid anyway, so I figure this is a
perfect great, you toe the line right there. I guess I just have one other question for you then. How did you know that you could, when did you learn that you could shapeshift?
So I only learned it again recently. I've been able to do it for a long time.
Okay.
But I suffer from memory loss.
Did you regain your shape-shifting abilities about the time the spirits kind of told you to come to the city?
It was when I started my journey, yeah. From the Delta.
Interesting. All right.
So did I always have the nose, or...
That's up to you. Is that a new thing, or is that a tell that you've had before? Because if you just relearned that you could do it, then is it a thing that you always had but you just forgot you could do? Or is it a power that the spirits gave back?
Yeah, it's probably a power that I gained back, so it came back then.
Cool. All right. I think that's a good... Sounds great to me.
All right. I got to change my bonds up a little bit.
Right.
Like you said.
Animals that live in Delta.
Well, there's swamp creatures.
I guess that's true. I mean, is there like crocodiles and stuff?
There's crocodiles, but also like
crocodiles,
swamp creatures.
Yeah, kind of more lizard stuff. Snakes?
Like unknown to most areas. Snakes, definitely.
Okay.
Also vultures.
Okay. I'm literally just trying to look up what would be animals that live in a delta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure it's a good place to start. Turtles. Yeah, the Mississippi River Delta, Louisiana black bear, plovers, green sea turtles.
Yeah.
Here I am.
True.
Hi, welcome back. We're just looking up animals that Schongenheim can transform into.
Many options.
Yeah, there's a lot out here.
Alligators?
Yeah, crocodiles, alligators. Oh man, if you go out to like look
many
out at like,
birds.
Dolphins come up in there sometimes.
True.
There's an African delta that has like a bunch of big cats and stuff and antelope and things and monkeys, snakes.
Whoa.
Yeah, crocodiles, monitor lizards, wild dogs. Okay. That fits with wolves. kind of.
Oh, yeah, like a wild dog dingo.
I'm sure there's wolves nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we look at other animals too. Oh, there's like, oh man. Yeah, depending on which region, like which part of the world of deltas you're looking at, there's wildly different animals. Lots of fish. I'm looking at some with like ferrets and weasels and stuff. Ducks, flying eagles. Wallows.
You could be the meanest beaver we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Dude, beavers are scary.
Beavers can get big. Yeah. They're crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have some beavers over here.
Yeah. Actually, Lisa, now that you're back, I wanted to ask. I know kind of last time we were here, you gained the ability to talk to animals as well. So yeah. With our shaman's ability to talk through the spirits, I want to make sure yours is a little bit different in a way, because he can talk to animals as well. You can talk to animals, but is your talking like through singing in a way, or is it through your music type of thing? Or
I wasn't thinking that way.
Okay. What way were you thinking of it then? Like, how do we know? Do you even know yet how we got it? Or is it just like something is changing?
Open for interpretation as of this moment, I think.
Okay. Just think about it then, because I just want to make sure we kind of in fiction make sure there's like how we figure out how we get there. But
well, I know how I got it. The backstory of how I got it is that, yeah, I was like traveling and kind of singing to myself and keeping myself company with my music on my travels. And the rodents like responded to it, I guess.
Rodents, small animals. Okay.
But wait, that doesn't really fit with how things happened, because I just kind of suddenly had it.
Well, it could have been more. Like, it could have been a thing like, I guess that could also be a question as well that we could find out. Like, it could be like, oh, small animals and critters were always interested in around Florian. You just had that way about you. And now all of a sudden they can talk and respond. What's changed?
Yes, this is good.
Okay.
Are you asking me rhetorically what's changed, or actually wanting an answer right now?
No, you can just rhetorically think about it. I mean, like, we don't have to have an answer yet. That's for sure.
Okay. On my mind then.
Good. Okay. I'm just making some notes for all this stuff. Great. All right. Now that everybody's back, though, let's do a little recap and we'll get started on the next session. All righty. So last time we began about noon and on the first day of you guys in the city. And we start off by seeing a crusty old halfling arriving at the city. About the same time we see Florian Day finishing her makeover and sees an old friend who happens to owe her some money. Her friend Chad is making his way towards the tower. When he gets close, she trips him and confronts him. The tower guard gets involved and tries to deal with her. It ends with Florian Day running away. Our new friend, Snorkhelm, the Wandering Whisperer, makes his way into the city following the spirits who guided him. He makes his way over to Varel and to offer help, very vaguely. Bug comes out of invisibility and tries to talk to this old man. He learns he is a crusty weirdo and is at first a little vague about what he is looking for. He offers Bug some weed and the two set off towards the tower. That's all it took, just a little weed, and he's just immediately a friend.
It's for me.
Yeah.
I'm laughing pretty hard.
Good. Florian sees the two halflings about to walk into the tower. Using her newfound powers, she convinces some rats to help distract the guards. The distraction works, but not before Bug walks under the archway where he hears a click and a flash. The three get away and make their way over to the promenade where Varel wanders over from the halfling district of the city. Snorkhelm offers to help with his knowledge of spells. Florian shows off her skills as well and clears Varel's confusion. The big orc immediately tries to hit the old halfling. Snorkhelm dodges the attack and gives Varel a buff to show off his spells. Bug talks him down, kinda, and Varel storms off. Florian questions Snarkheim some more, and we learn that he is a bit of a treasure hunter and talks with the spirits to find the sources of magical disturbances. Varel finds his way over to the arena. After stumbling around, pressing his luck, he finally meets Commander Rell. Rell, though, is not in a mood for blood, but offers instead to do a boxing match instead. Varel is able to dance around Rell in a very unsatisfactory fight. Varel spends some time at the arena drinking some more. The others walk back to Who's That Big Man Tavern, and they arrive during the session of hot yoga. Snarkheim meets Sherry Twinkletoes, and Sherry is immediately assuming that this new old man is going to rob everyone. Bug and Florian Riola talk her into trusting Snarkheim, for now at least. Then the show begins. Florian Day as Florian Bay was doing a magical show where we saw firsthand that her fiddle had some effect on the arcane energy in the area. During the show, a tabaxi made her way into the tavern and caught Bug's attention. As the show went on, Floria tried to clear Snarkheim's head, but the magic backfired. The crowd's head got cleared from the charm effect that the fiddle seemed to have. People left the show talking about Florian Bay's odd show and possible charm magic being used. Some people started to leave. Bug decided it was his time to make his move on the tabaxi. This tabaxi, who Bug has good reason to believe is part of the cult of the salamander. Bug eyed the tricky rope that the tabaxi had in her possession and made his move. As he grabbed the rope grabbed him. As a fight breaks out, Bug tries to poison her but notices a blue flash and the poison is removed. Varel rushes over and tries to help. Bug tries to take the rope still, and as the cult member tries to take his invisibility cloak. The fight ends with the tabaxi getting away. At the end of the night, everybody made a lot of money here. You guys, during the con, except for Snarkheim, made 700 coin from stealing, plus 100 coin from Florian Day's performance, and spent 80 coin to bribe the bartender. And that was at the end of the night. So, to get started with everyone, some people took some damage, took some hits and stuff, so everybody's going to rest up. What that means is that once you guys sit down for a rest, you guys are going to gain back half your maximum hit points. So if you took any damage last time, you guys would get stuff back. I believe, Snarkheim, you are still confused. And Bug did not, he lost his because his was based on the rope. I think Florian's healed up all the way too. And, oh good, Devin already took care of it. Okay. And with Florian Day's move, when you first enter a civilized settlement, somebody who respects the custom of hospitality to minstrels will take you in as their guest. So nobody has to pay any money or anything to get food and drink tonight.
Florian Day is so great. Oh.
Yeah. But we're going to begin. It is the dawn of the second city, the second day in this city. So how do you guys stumble out for breakfast in the morning? Do you guys notice if Bug's already gone by now? Or
when this ended, was I still chasing out the door after that cat thing, though?
Were you? I thought, I didn't think you kept chasing. I thought like she got away and you kind of stumbled off after her drunkenly, but I didn't think you were very successful.
Okay, that's fair. No, that's probably true.
Yeah. But I think that's part of what Bug is doing right now. So... yeah, since Emil can't be here, we'll have Bug like out on a mission trying to track down these cult members for now. And that's kind of where he'll be for at least this session. We'll see, maybe next time he'll come back. Probably next time he'll be back by this time. So should be fine.
I guess I want to ask Sherry if she knows where Bug went.
Okay. Yeah, I think while you're down at breakfast, you already see her like down at a stool with her like she's just hanging, like you're over there, she's over here, she's already down with breakfast and a large pot of coffee ready to go for you and everything. And she just goes like, yeah, after the fight broke out last night, we thought it would be a good opportunity for Bug to kind of see what kind of sneaking skills he had for the thieves group. And so he volunteered to go chase after the tabaxi and go check on her contacts with the cult of the salamander.
Oh, okay.
Why, do you miss the little guy?
Of course not.
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be fine. Well, I hope he'll be fine. He has an invisibility cloak. He should be fine.
Is out of character. Is Schnorkheim's with us as well, right?
We kind of ended last time with Schnorkheim waking up in the quarter in a drunken little ball. So, I mean, he can definitely be, he can be still here in the tavern hanging out for sure. So this would be a time for you to make your way over and grab some breakfast and find out what's going on if you want.
Imagine okay. I have a major hangover.
Mm-hmm. I believe you're still confused. Yeah.
Florian says to Sherry, so he just dumps this little creep, the ball of creepiness on us and runs off. What a turd.
I know. Hopefully it should work out okay, though. We should talk to him a little bit more, though. We want to see what he can do and see if he... Bug seems to trust him for some reason. I don't know why yet, but maybe we'll figure it out.
I agree. I think... Sherry, you want to come talk to him with me?
Sure.
Should I just go take care of it?
No. We can go together. Varel, you can also be here as well if you want.
Okay.
He's just hovering.
Yeah, he straight leans over to Varel, like, "Here's a cup of black coffee. You should come as well. We're gonna need everybody to talk."
Fine.
Right. So everybody gathers around. I'll put you guys over here. So everybody gathers around a table. Florian, do you want to start us off then? What do you say?
Hey, Schnorkheim, how you feeling this morning?
Why are you talking so loud?
I'm not talking loud!
Oh!
I giggle to my chaotic self. Just...
Very nice.
Trying to get back to normal.
Tell me about your normal self, Schnorkheim.
Can we do it over a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I think even Sherry will ask, like, hey, your magic seems really interesting. Is it related to your little dog snout that you have?
Oh, you noticed that, huh?
Yeah, you don't hide it, so...
I only started noticing it recently.
Recently? Interesting. What does it do? How come you got a nose?
Yeah, I found out I could turn into a wolf.
Oh, just a wolf or any other creatures? I've heard of shapeshifters before, but...
Yeah. I've got some secrets up my sleeve.
Okay. Can you actually transform into a wolf, or are you just talking?
Show us!
I'm just trying to get over this hangover right now. But
ooh. Have
go
some
outside
coffee.
A little later and I might show you.
I want to give him some coffee.
Absolutely.
Ooh, sure. How about a Bloody Mary, actually?
Yes, this place definitely has Bloody Marys and stuff. This, like, if you want, like, brunch, this is the place you can have that, for sure. So, what's everybody eating?
Start me off with two Bloody Marys.
Good choice. Double fist that.
Definitely. It comes with the olives,
breakfast
right?
Beer!
Gotta have a breakfast beer. A little orange juice in there. A little, what was it, Brass Monkey?
Definitely. Oh, yes. That's actually pretty good. Reserve. Have you ever had it?
I have. They're not bad.
We have orange juice and beer right now.
Oh, look at you.
I just order whatever meat is on the menu.
Sure. I think today it's not raccoon, I think, but they have a nice dire rats for you.
Whoa.
Understood. I will eat the rats.
What if, do they have like a meat smoothie for him? Breakfast meat smoothie?
Gross.
Ew.
Drop some bacon and an egg in it.
Oh, just mix it up.
A little bit of fur for seasoning.
I think Sherry has some pancakes. I think Sherry starts it off like, well, last night got a little crazy. We had pretty successful, but she looks around a little bit like, it kind of got a little bit out of hand. So where do you guys want to do today? Do we want to move somewhere? Do we want to try to stick around a little bit more?
We need to go.
I think I agree. How about you guys? Varel, do you want to mind coming with us or changing?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Well, Snarkheim, this is the chance. If you're going to jump out, if you're going to join us, you got to come with us. Or if you're going to bail, this is the time to bail.
I'm in after I found these.
Sure, sure. Take your time. We'll get some food. All right. And then that is going to lead us towards... So I think over brunch, Sherry just kind of offers like, hey, we can find a like a safe house or something if we want to go to, or do we want to try another tavern to try to do some more shows and stuff? How are you feeling?
What even happened during my show, guys?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You usually don't get that sweaty during a show either. Are you feeling okay?
Oh my goodness. It was like the people were so into it, like way too into it. I mean, I know I'm amazing, but I've only seen that from some witchcraft or something.
Yeah, yeah. The light trick was pretty weird too. Were you in control of that? It looked like you kind of were.
Well, being in control is a word. It was more like a reaction that I was experimenting with.
Okay.
It was very interesting.
That. Snarkheim, it sounded like you had thoughts about that.
Yeah, well, I was out, but it sounded cool. I wish I was able to stay awake.
Thanks for that, Snarkheim.
You did that?
Yeah, I was the one playing. You have eyes, don't you?
Wow.
You're not blind, old man, are you?
I think he was passed out in the corner still, so I don't know if he saw.
Yeah. He was seeing too good. I.e. seeing double.
Was seeing two.
Exactly.
Speaking of, for Snarkheim, since it's a new day, you have to prepare spells. So your move Trance and your starting moves. When you spend time opening your mind to the mysteries of the other world, you lose spells you've already prepared to prepare new spells of your choice. 20 levels that don't exceed your level plus one, none of which are higher level than your own. You may choose for any spell on the Shaman spell list. You may also prepare your rotes, which never cost a limit. So you have a couple spells here. Last time, so all your rotes, your guidance, and your spirit servant are here. But what about what other spells do you have prepared for the day?
So I can add new spells or what?
No. So this is basically like every kind of day through for playing, like you can change what spells like you had. So for last session, you had Aspect of the Wolf and 4C prepared, but you also know the spell Rising Mist as well. So you can switch out which spells you can use, basically.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll stick with Aspect of the Wolf.
Stick with it? Okay. And 4C, or do you want to switch out to Rising Mist?
Stick with 4C for now.
Okay. So you have those spells. Great. Okay. And I wanted to ask too, because since we were talking about Florian's weird magic, I was wondering if you wanted to do anything about that. I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up. So if you're not thinking of anything though, then I mean, we can just, it could be like, hey, this sounds like a crazy story. Keep an eye out on it. And then maybe down the line, as you witness it, maybe it'll be a thing to ask then. But just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. Sounds good. Let's do that.
Cool. Okay. But okay. So I guess the first important question would be, where do we want to go? To be a safe house or another tavern that we want to find?
Hmm.
It's up to you guys. Sherry's definitely offering, like, hey, we can find a place that we can kind of bunker down if we need to, but we wouldn't be able to, it would be very hard to do shows.
I'm thinking safe house.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Yeah, it's probably...
I don't have an opinion, Sherry, again. Right?
What's that?
Sherry, probably, Sherry might know best.
Okay. She has some contacts, for sure. So, I believe, let's see. Yeah. So I think she may just suggest, like, well, we're down here in the Marina District, which is a little on the south side of town. So maybe we want to head further north over to the Scavenger's Reach side, just to kind of be in a little bit more chaos to kind of get away from things. Or we can also be a little bit closer to the tower in the Textiles District. What are you guys thinking?
Can you click for the textiles area again?
It's the yellow area around the city center. And the Scavenger's Reach is this maroon in the northwest. She does not suggest the Noble District up here in the north. Yeah.
You guys sure you don't want to see Varel about on a bunch of nobles?
Well, is it the halfling area in there in the Scavenger's Reach?
Yes.
So I think it'd be even funnier to see Varel in much shorter accommodations.
That happened to me last time when I was messed up.
Yeah, I remember it was funny.
Yeah, that was just Varel's no good, very bad day as he goes to try to find meat. That was very funny. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, what are you thinking? Like, we can be someplace pretty close to the tower, or we can be a little bit further away from the action a little bit. Because ultimately, I mean, you guys are in the city for here. It's for the tower. So at least two of you guys are, and a third is being dragged along. So.
I'm kind of okay with wherever.
I don't know. I'm feeling the Scavenger's Reach.
Okay. All right, that sounds perfect then. So you guys are going to be making your way over there then. Everybody packs up your stuff. Varel, you're the guy with the cart. And everybody loads up everything. Yeah. Oh, Snarkheim, you have your spirit servant. You summon a minor invisible spirit that can do nothing but carry items. It has load 3 and carries anything you hand to it. It cannot pick up items on its own and only carry those you give to it. So this is just like a spell that you can just have going in the background. Do you summon yours and let it carry your stuff, or what do? Like, I just think it'd be interesting if you just had like your bow and arrow and your bundle of arrows and your poultices just floating behind you. Or like,
I kind of need that right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like your poultices and herbs and you literally will have summon a spirit to hold your poultices and herbs and your halfling pipe leaf.
Yeah.
Just a floating box behind you. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great. Well, as you guys leave the tavern though to clean up, you immediately see somebody from the Golden Spiral, and they are wearing much different armor. Golden Spiral is our adventurous group. So like usually they're much more like individual and stuff. They got some wild designs, but they all have the Golden Ratio spiral somewhere on their arm, on their gear. That's their symbol. So they do. That's all they have it. But this is like somebody in like, you think they were a guard at first, but they're like, they have the spiral on their armor and they're putting up posters pretty close to where the Who's That Big Man Tavern is.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what those posters say.
What are they doing there?
Well, as you walk up to it and they're putting like a bunch of them up and stuff. And you look over the poster and it reads, "Are you tired of harsh travels? Do you want a more safe world? Help us guide our people. Join the Golden Spiral today." It is a very clearly a propaganda recruitment poster that these guys are hanging around the city, and they are trying to recruit more people to their cause in a very like out and about way.
What do we
interested in cults?
What do we know about the Golden Spiral again?
Not much. These were the guys who you ran into in back in Barclay, who were leading a group from the tower out to the woods to capture a bunch of will-o'-wisp. And that's where you met Commander Rell and stuff, and where Varel died the first time. I'm highlighting first time because I'm betting he's going to die again at some point. and then after that, though, like the group itself, though, is pretty common. So, like, you probably have run into them, at least their members, a lot. Like, it's not a lie that they're like an adventurous group. You've probably run into like most like kind of like mid-sized to larger towns probably have like a small outpost for the Golden Spiral around there too, where like they help out locals and stuff. But like they're usually just like adventurers. They're usually like very individualistic. The other thing that you kind of know about them is like I got an orc named Reel mentioned that they were changing their rankings from adventurer rankings to military rankings. And this just seems to be like the next step of that, of like very out and about, very instead of individual armor, it's very identical armor, and is like we're putting up recruitment posters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're centralizing things, folks.
Yeah, at least they are. They've been pretty out and about it in a big way these past, at least today. The posters and the armor are brand new. I've never seen them before.
Who do you think got the armor for them or designed it? Or who is at the head of this?
Well, I wonder, I mean, those guys are holding up flyers over there. I wonder if we can ask them. I bet they'll, if they're looking for recruits, I bet they will be willing to talk to us.
Ooh.
Do you walk over to them then? You see like a human and a dwarf hanging up posters.
I think Varel kind of hangs back because I don't want him to recognize me.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You had a big boxing match against their commander the other day.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang back.
Okay, but yeah, Florian, do you walk up and start talking to them then?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also standing back.
Yeah, the dwarf definitely turns and goes, "Oh, hello, miss. Are you here to help to join the cause? I'm sure we would always use some bards to help us out."
Yes, I am interested in raising the morale of your men.
Great, great.
I'm curious though. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Like, what would the day to days be like?
Well, the day to days will be kind of. They won't change so much, but we're going to be stepping up our activities, so to speak. We want to try to make just the road safer to travel between.
That's a good effort.
It is. And then we'll be able to strengthen our efforts as well around different cities. We hope to make people a little more connected to everyone.
I see. Well, to do that, I mean, what wasn't the Golden Spiral kind of a group of individuals, like a bunch of cats in a bag, running around in a bag, and then they kind of go a direction because of the bag?
But I think the human peeks up as you're talking about this and goes, yeah, that's the old spiral. We're changing things up a little bit. We're going to make things a little bit more sent a little bit more rigorous now.
Well, who's we? I mean, the Golden Spiral, but it sounds like you might have a leader or somebody leading this effort. Is there an individual or you have this armor? It seems expensive, and I tap on it, ting, ting.
Oh, this stuff? This is just some surplus stuff that they've started parsing out to everyone. It's useful for sure. But these guys are like kind of open about like talking about it because they want people to join. So they immediately say like during the height of the festival coming up in a couple days, where our man Commander Rell is going to be, he's going to be promoted to general or ancient? No, general. General. General is the new word. He's going to be promoted, and with him and some of the other generals in the area, we're going to start our efforts.
And those efforts are to keep the roads safe, right?
That's going to be the start, yes.
The start. Wait, what comes next?
They haven't told us quite that yet.
Okay, but
roads are a good place to start. So
that's what I was thinking. How would I go about? Who would I contact to further this endeavor?
Well, the arena is always open, so you can just go and talk to somebody, and they'll help you out, get you set up, and get you a nice shiny plate of armor, and maybe a new box for your fiddle, if you would like.
Thank you. A nice hardened box, for sure.
Yeah. But thank you so much for your interest, though. Here's a flyer, in case you get a little lost, but we're very excited to be part of this effort.
Thanks for answering my questions, boys! See you later.
Oh, if you guys are going traveling, be careful. We've heard some weird creatures on the roads. There seem to be like a cow man pig hype mix. We're thinking of calling them Bos Pigs Homa or something. I'm not sure.
My goodness, that sounds terrifying. What is this world coming to? It's a good thing there's people like us out there.
Yes, we need a new name for those creatures, but otherwise we're happy to help.
Well, as a bard, maybe I can help you with a name. Bye-bye!
All right, you guys step away. Okay. So as you guys go, so as you guys make your way through the city, you guys go through the promenade, yeah? You think? Or...
I was feeling drawn to it. I was curious what's going on over there today.
Okay. Today seems like a busy day with the spiral out doing their thing and stuff. And today, I mean, you see people from the Tower of Dameth, the Mages Academy, out as well, trying to show off some of their new wares, some of their new sort of inventions and things. It's busy.
Well, look at these people.
Whoa.
So the last time we kind of saw them, they introduced like electric lights and stuff, like little battery packs and things, and a bunch, and like a microphone and stuff. But I think like today you see like little, like almost like stick figure little mannequins and stuff trying to walk around.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like instead, like last time you were like, they now have like little battery powered mannequins walking around.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How do they do that?
They've been very busy.
This is a lot of progress, guys.
That looks cool.
Yeah, everybody's been moving pretty fast, I guess. Maybe this answers some questions that they've been doing with those will-o-wisp they got.
Yeah.
Will-o-what?
Oh, right. You don't... do you want to explain to Schnarkheim about the will-o-wisp and stuff? Or?
Yes.
What do you say? Yeah. How do you explain?
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, we heard that they were taking these will-o-wisps from the forest, and we think that maybe they're using them to somehow fuel this wizardry that we see before us.
I still don't know what a will-o-what is.
Boss, you may not, but Schnarkheim definitely would. Will-o-wisps are a type of spirits.
Like little blue flame spirits.
I thought you were talking about the trees.
Oh, no.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Will-o-wisp, a little body of light, like a little like floating like fire almost. So it's yeah, it's like a little spirit type thing.
Cool. Yeah. They're using those?
Yeah. They captured a bunch of them in like one of our early sessions.
Not okay with that.
I didn't think so.
What do you know about will-o-wisps, Schnarkheim? What kind of spirits are they? Have you ever talked to one?
You should very roll kind. You should roll spout lore, and we can talk a little bit more about it.
Okay, let's see. Roll.
Snarkheim. Snarkheim should roll intelligence because he's got more knowledge. So, boss, would you like to give us an intelligence roll?
Okay.
10. Dope. Okay. So you learn something interesting and useful about Will-O-Wisp. So Will-O-Wisp are small, but they can be potentially dangerous. Like they kind of like to mess with people, and they like to kind of lead people off the trail. And one of the useful things about them, though, is that they're just kind of like a little spark in a fire. So like if you are a little bit friendly, then they can be quite useful in dark places.
They like me.
Probably do.
I've never had a problem with them.
Do you say that out loud to Florian?
Yes.
Florian, how do you feel about that? Because in our very first encounter, let's remember, you got burned very badly by a Will-O-Wisp.
Right. You've never had a problem with them. They've always been friendly to you, but I don't know. They were pretty mean to me, and I really don't know why.
I wonder if I can help convince them to treat you a little better. I guess they can be temperamental.
Can I show my scars or something? Do I have scars?
Yeah, if you want to have some scars, like a little burn or something, that's up to you.
Sure. Like, let's see, where did I get burned? My arm, my hands? Right. I think it was my hands.
You can have a burn anywhere. I mean, like, hands might be a little rough being having to play a fiddle. So.
Right. I was thinking that too.
Yeah. But I mean, like, this is just like a little flavor thing. So, like, it could be like a burn on your arm or something. Like,
let's just say it's like my forearm.
Okay.
So I pull up my sleeve and I show him, look at this. Is there anything you can tell from this? That, like, it just didn't seem like. Like it was under its own control.
What did you do to upset it?
I don't know. It just came. It just like took me away, and then suddenly was angry. Wait, is that what happened? Am I remembering this correctly?
I do not know how you were burned by trees, but I destroyed that tree.
So just as a quick recap, it was like our very first roll to go travel through the woods, and like you got a little lost using the map. So since the Will-O-Wisp have the instinct to misguide and to lead someone astray, they were basically like kind of like mesmerized or charmed by a Will-O-Wisp to follow a wrong path.
Okay, yeah, but why did it get? Why did we end up fighting with it? I don't remember that part.
It suddenly decided to burn you for some reason. You don't.
Okay,
know why.
I am remembering that right.
Yeah, someone rolled wrong, and you got burnt by it, and then I destroyed a tree trying to save you, and I don't think I even noticed it was a wisp. I think I just tried to kill a tree.
Yeah, mechanically speaking, you failed another roll, so you got burned like that. But in fiction, we never really established why he was attacking you or trying to guide you away from something. We never established that.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going down this line because I thought maybe there was like a story element here or something.
I think that's why I just went into killing the tree, because that was probably the most important part of all of that.
Well, another important part as well, I mean, Will-O-Wisp have the thing to misguide and charm, which was an effect that we discovered that your fiddle has a little bit, and we've talked off camera at least that you think there's a Will-O-Wisp in your fiddle.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I have said that out of character, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, this could be an opportunity to establish that maybe it is a Will-O-Wisp, or maybe it's something different, but...
And I've had the fiddle this whole time, right?
You've had it this whole time, and he was passed out last night when you were playing it. So, I mean...
There we go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do that. I show you my scars, and I say, this guy was not
happy with us for some reason.
Wow. I wish I could have been there to maybe talk with them.
Wow.
Those crazy guys.
Okay.
Should get that looked at, though.
Thanks. I mean, you just looked at it. Does that count?
I'm not a doctor.
What are you? Besides small.
And throwable.
Have you seen my nose?
Obviously.
And what does the nose mean?
I'm a wolf.
Wait, are you really? I thought you were like an old gnome.
Well, I'm a half gnome, half wolf, haven't you heard? Not actually a gnome.
Oh, they're all the same.
I think Sherry pipes up and goes, wait, I've met other shapeshifters before. I thought that was your tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Yeah, you see it sometimes. When people learn how to shapeshift, some of the part of the animal sticks with them.
Oh.
I think didn't used to have it.
Really? That's pretty crazy.
When did it show up?
Well, showed up when I got the urge to travel to the city. They got called by the spirits. And somewhere really? Around that time, I noticed it. Yeah.
That's weird.
And all of a sudden, I knew how to conjure up the wolf.
Seems like a pretty advanced thing to just get.
Can you turn into other things?
Working on it.
So does that mean Strongheim hasn't tried to turn into any other animals yet? Just a wolf for now?
I turned into this deformed swamp monster.
What does that mean? What?
We'll have to see.
I think Sherry just rolls her eyes like this crazy old guy.
What an old coot.
But as you guys are in the middle of the promenade with the tower doing their full display, I just want to highlight one other thing while we're here. So I just posted a Pinterest link in Discord. So as you guys look around, you see a person kind of like directing this sort of like the tower display going on. This person is a creature called a tiefling. Mm-hmm. And I just want to highlight that. She's kind of directing traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ignore her and keep walking.
Okay. Just thought it was interesting.
Find her very intriguing.
Okay.
What's she doing?
She's directing people. She's
directing traffic.
She's she seems to be like in charge of the tower display. Like the tower's here making their big like magical display of like some of their inner workings and stuff, and she's here like kind of in control.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So as you guys continue through the promenade though, do you guys want to just continue straight into the Scavenger's Reach area? Did you get you guys set up in the safe house?
I think so.
I'm still just following the group, so wherever they're going.
Great. Pretty much. So then we're going to make up where the safe house is then. So somebody decide where it is and in which kind of what's. What area of the Scavenger's Reach it is. Because I have a note about that. Scavenger's Reach is the... Where did I put it? Scavenger's Reach is the area for new arrivals and many tourists. And so, like, this was the area, like, if you were going to find, like, a Little Italy or a Chinatown, this would be the area for it. So, what corner of the city does Sherry take you guys?
I would think she's taking us to the west corner.
The best? West, you said? Like over here?
Northwest.
Up here?
Yeah, like right up there, or even to the right of that bridge.
Okay. Oh, that's a gate.
Gate, yeah.
Like up here? Okay, pretty close to the front gate. Okay.
Possibly near the gate.
All right.
What do you guys think?
Sure.
Cool. What section of the city is it?
What do you mean? Like, is it like Orc Town or Halfling Town or
basically
Town?
We kind of already saw Halfling Town.
Why are you trying to separate everyone? What's with this discrimination, man?
No discrimination. Just sometimes people flow.
Why can't it be the inclusive town where everyone's at?
They segregate themselves.
It's true.
No, nobody forced anything about this. They just, you know, sometimes some things are easier.
It's the gangs.
Just the gangs divided.
The gangs. God.
Yeah. Where are the gangs?
The only gang I've seen so small have been smart people.
Okay.
That's the only group of people I've seen that are robbing people or grouped up or anything.
What kind of
we've seen dwarves, elves, lots of halflings, orcs, we've seen tabaxis, we haven't introduced dog people, but we have them in our world. I just introduced a tiefling. I don't think there's a tiefling corner, but yeah. Yeah, so what are you guys thinking?
Is there no tiefling corner?
I just don't think they come out to the city very often. I think they're up in the north region a little bit. Let me give you over to the world map.
Ooh.
I think tieflings kind of are like even further north than most. Like, I think they're probably... Oh, why is this quality so bad? I think there's some either up here in the Desert of Thunder or maybe a little bit closer in the Perilous Waste.
Cool.
But they don't come down to the city very often.
All right. So she's a rare thing.
Yep. And working at the Magic Tower.
Interesting.
I thought so. But yeah, so what corner of the city do you think it is then?
Maybe, I can't imagine the cat and dog people living together.
No, probably not. Especially after the war they had. So,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Established canon, Devin. Get over it.
Let's say it's the gnome people.
The gnome people.
I kind of want cats or dogs, though.
Either one could be fine. I mean, we can decide. Like, it's open to interpretation.
Someone else decide within those.
Dogs or cats? Cats are the tabaxis. The dogs, I had a name for them written down.
I don't like cats, so we're going with dogs.
Yeah, okay. Dog people.
The canuses. Canus.
The anuses? The canuses?
No.
I'm going to call them anuses.
Oh my god.
Oh my dog.
Oh my dog. Oh my dog, not the anus.
Oh jeez, let the puns begin.
Did the anuses, did they come from by Big Dick Lake or anything?
No, Florian established that they're from the south, over in the Plain of the Bone. The Plains of the Bone. So they're down in the south region.
Got you.
Yeah. But yeah, I was kind of thinking of them being a little bit kind of nomadic, being kind of like they travel around in groups around the plains a little bit.
Okay.
What other things about canises are common? Like, what other things, type of things do you see? Because we didn't really establish what they are. So
about them specifically?
Yeah. Anybody got any ideas?
Are they a specific breed or are they like mixed?
Kind of mixed. A little bit.
Interesting.
So I instinctively don't like the small ones.
Right.
I was going to say maybe there's some kind of hierarchy between breeds. Like maybe the smaller ones are less respected and you tend to see them in like shabbier clothing and like they tend to be more poor because they're like discriminated against because they're small and shrill.
Okay. You see like larger dogs and stuff with more like more proper like noble garbs and stuff. More.
Yeah. Better meat. Larger meat. Canine police are all
shepherds.
Ooh, small and, ones live in the alleys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe there's like, I mean, we wouldn't be able to tell this just from looking around, but maybe there's a, like an argument that the big dogs use, like, oh, we're bigger, so we need the better meat and we need the bigger houses. You guys are small, so you can fit in the smaller spaces. So take one for the team.
Yeah. You probably see that, like a couple of like big dogs pushing out some little dogs and stuff roaming around. Definitely a lot more like gang mentality sort of thing.
Yeah, do it for the pack. Do it for the pack.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All more groups and stuff. But yeah, you see that as you wander through. Varel, you smell a little something good as well. Some good meats around here. What's what do Canis's cook usually?
Wait. When we see them pushing the little dogs, I say, man, that's dog discrimination.
Okay, I'm going to turn everything off right now and walk away from this whole thing. Terrible. Yeah. But Varel, what type of food do they like around here? What type of meats do you see walking through the city, walking through this corner of the city?
He sees meat walking through the corner of the city in the form of dogs.
Yep, there you go.
Well, I imagine it would be a lot more primitive, probably more like wolves, since they're not like owned by humans and don't have like their food being controlled. So I imagine there's probably like a bunch of deer and stuff like that.
Okay. Lots of deer, maybe some birds and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Different types of wildlife meat.
Good. Smells delicious. But you guys make your way through, smelling these wonderful cities, making your way through the few gangs and stuff, through small groups of packs wandering through this corner of the city to make your way over to the safe house that Sherry's kind of set up for you guys. As she approaches it, though, she has to like shake hands with somebody, a Canis who's in like a cloak and stuff, who seems to know her, part of the Fog Thieves group and stuff, and he lets them in. And she just kind of like waves and like, all right, everyone, this is going to be where we're hanging out for now. And then we pile in. We'll have to stash the cart somewhere else, unfortunately. But I don't know if we could try to fit it in here, I guess. How do you feel, Varel?
Do what you will.
Okay. I think Sherry just waves to the guy helping it. We got a guy nearby. We can store the cart. Nobody will use it. Okay, but as you make your way in, though, it's like a bunker. Like there's nothing going on here. Like it's like real drab, real basic. There's beds for everyone, like small, like little beds, but everybody will have a place to sleep and it'll work. Small little stove in the corner, won't be cold or anything.
Hey, did anybody leave a note for Bug back at Who's That Big Man?
Oh, don't worry. I'll take care of him. We'll find him.
Okay, cool.
We got a couple people wandering around the city, so we'll be able to, if he needs us, he'll reach out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But one of the big ways he'll find us, though, is that we gave him a little coin to note that he's part of us, so we'll be able to find out. And I'm going to give you guys a little something as well, just to kind of help make sure you guys can get in and out of here. So if you look into the Discord chat, I just dropped a little emblem. So this is a little sacred geometry figure with the alchemic symbol for oxygen in the center of it, which is the symbol for the Fog group. And she just hands out a coin to everyone. Like, this will be a little something you guys can identify yourselves with, and it'll also help you get back into the safe house if ever you need it. There'll be somebody watching, and also there's a little bit of a magic spell on it that has an effect that if you just say, I don't know anything about the fog, it will dissolve in your hands and you won't have any actual membership on you at all.
Is there a way to get it back?
We got to make you a new one, unfortunately. But
oh,
it's more useful to have just in case. Trust me.
Makes sense. But wait, if we end up having to use that, then how do we get back in to get another one?
You'll have to find somebody else in your party or me again, and we'll have to let you in, basically.
All right.
Yeah. I know, it's unfortunate, but we'll have to, it's just something that we'll have to do to see what's going on.
Understandable.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy out there. You guys making it a little bit of a stink for yourselves. Florian, your name hasn't come up quite yet, but I should say, Schnarkheim, you and Bug got up some trouble yesterday. She pulls up what looks like a drawing of Bug.
Why?
Of Bug's face. Not Schnarkheim's, but of Bug's face. This was the result of the failure that you guys had the other day from dealing around the tower guards and stuff. And it's clearly like, you know that meme picture of Elon Musk smoking weed at the Joe Rogan podcast?
Yeah.
This is like Bug's face on doing this. Like, joint in hand, smoke, and it's his picture. Basically. Cool. Yeah, he made a bit of a stink, literally, yesterday. So we're going to, hopefully he can lay a little low and actually be able to track these people today, but we'll see. We'll see what's going on. But I think just to be safe, it's good that you guys all decided to come.
All right.
So what would you guys like to do now? We have a lot of stuff we're interested in investigating, a lot of things we need to see. So where... what are you guys interested in? What do you want to do? Should we go? Do we want to try to get close to the tower again? Or do we want to... What are you guys interested in? And this is me, the GM, saying, I don't know where to go. What do you guys want to do from here? I have some notes for stuff, but since Emil's not here, I don't know how much I want to share without him present. But I think...
Right.
Is he listening or... Oh, yeah, he's listening. So maybe we can get into it if you have any questions for Sherry about kind of what stuff's going on around the city a little bit more.
Hmm. Well, you said, where do we want to go?
Yeah, like, I mean, you guys were interested, came here to check out the tower with that seemed to have access to a vault that was described as having the source of magic, or at least a hint towards source of magic in it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I if Emil was here, I'd say let's go to the tower.
Right. So do you guys want to do more snooping around? And Sherry has some information about what's going on that you got that she stole from that information broker whose house you burned down.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah. So maybe we can decide if there's some more stuff you guys want to investigate or get into a little bit. But yeah. So how do you guys feel? What do you want? Do you guys want have any questions? Anything you want to ask?
I gotta think for a bit.
Yeah. What's up, boss?
We don't need to stay in the safe house anymore.
No, I think Sherry just goes like, I think if we sleep here, it'd be great. But like, yeah, at least for the day, there's a ton of people in the city. It's really busy for the festival that's coming up, the spring festival. And so if we kind of keep our head down we should be fine. But at least here we'll have a place to duck in and be safe.
It's for me.
We could go back to the promenade and talk to that devil lady.
Okay.
Ask her where she's from and hear about her.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm curious of her backstory.
Right. Varel, what about you? How are you feeling?
Well, I mean, I've already done, like, all I was doing when I came here was to go beat that guy's ass. And I got to do what I got to do up to this point, and, like, I couldn't chase him down anymore. And I'm not pushing us towards the tower at all, so I kind of don't, like, I don't have an opinion on what's happening. That's why this whole time I'm just following now.
And yeah, just as a reminder, though, when you died, death gave you the task of finding the barbs of death, which were shown to be at the base of the tower, and a vault in the bottom of the tower, though. So, I mean, certainly going to the tower and certainly all this stuff kind of involves you still, though. And but I mean, like, also, you also had a very unsatisfactory fight again in like with Rel in the arena as well. So I don't know. I just want to make sure all that stuff's out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely not pushing towards the tower.
Okay. That's good. But yeah, if you guys want to go back and talk to her and see kind of all the stuff that the tower is about and everything, I think that could be good.
All right.
Okay. So what particular, though, kind of struck your interest? Like, what was it about that, what was it particularly that you guys wanted to talk to or and see? You wanted to do the tiefling, right?
Yeah, I want to talk to her and just kind of find out her story, where she came from, how she got there.
Okay. Yeah, she's like, she seems to be kind of a little, she is like interested in talking to people and like kind of like being trying to be friendly and stuff, but she is like surrounded by people. She does seem to be somebody of power and means who's in control a little bit, but you approach her and she just kind of says, "Hello, it's good to see you. Are you enjoying our festivities?"
"Hi there. Yeah, the things that are happening here are amazing. I have no idea how you did all this stuff."
"Yes, it's very nice. We just, we've been very busy and working on a lot of interesting things."
"Interesting is an understatement."
"Anything in particular about our machinations that interests you?" And she just kind of gestures towards like this very like stiff moving mannequin that's trying to move and walk around and stuff. And like a couple other like little experiments, and like they have like on display like the little energy boxes that orc was using as part for the electric guitar and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. "How could I, are these items for sale?"
"The electric boxes we're selling, but unfortunately the little mannequins are not ready for sale just yet."
"Oh, but they're so charming. They'd be great dancers in one of my shows."
"Oh, dancing might be a little difficult. That might be a few more additions away."
"Maybe dancing's the wrong word. Wildly thrashing will do."
"They can certainly bob their heads."
"I accept that."
While we're talking, though, I mean, I know, Florian, you have a couple moves that are related to talking, and everybody can kind of ask questions about the situation due to some realities and stuff. What are you thinking?
Yeah, just a moment.
She's also from the tower as well, so this might actually trigger, this could trigger your bardic lore in a way, because...
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Yeah, I think I just tell you, right? "When you first encounter an important creature, location, or item covered by your bardic lore, you can ask the GM one question about it. The GM will answer truthfully." Okay. Yeah, if you have a question that's just like a general question about the tower, then I mean, it seems like I just have to answer you.
"An important, wait. Oh, but my area of expertise was grand histories of the known world, wasn't it?"
"Yeah. The tower's been there a long time."
"Yeah, okay. Okay. So like histories of the tower."
"Yeah."
"Okay, and I can ask any one question."
"Just any question."
"Jeez."
"Yeah.
That's a wide range. Let me think a moment."
"Yeah." While you're thinking about that, what about everybody else? Are you guys looking around, enjoying the show? If you want to like add a thing to the map or something, like you can just describe like what's going on. Because like there's also like this spring fertility festival going on that, or at least it's ramping up in a big way atop of this tower display that's going on. Lots of energy and stuff. Schnarkheim, there may be some, you may be able to do a few things around here as well. So.
I don't feel like there's too much orcness around here, so I'm probably just kind of looking, but not really paying too much attention to anything.
Are there orc wizards? Or is it more
not
like...
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, like, I mean, the idea of like maybe like shamans or something like that, but not necessarily like wizards.
Okay.
I'm looking around.
Maybe the old man knows, though.
Maybe.
I don't have a lot of money, do I?
I don't think you have any money, but I mean, you can probably ask if somebody wants to lend you some coin. Yeah, you have zero coin, technically. I think everybody else is loaded.
Yeah. I think I've got it, Joe.
It's honestly, yeah. To
buy something. Yeah? What you got?
What is the origin of the tower?
Okay, so the origin of the tower is that it was made by the dragons and is one solid piece of stone.
Whoa.
Yeah. I also want to retcon something about it real quick. I think I described it as a gold dragon who brought it up, but there's a little bit too much overlap between like this gold dragon and the gold spiral. So I think the tower was made by a silver dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of make sure they're a little bit different. But yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I can ask kind of follow-up question at all.
I believe that's the only question you can about it. You can certainly roll like a spout lore or something, but like that's the only free question you get. And
okay. You
have Charming and Open, you're standing in front of this tiefling whose name you have not asked, and you can, yeah, you have a bunch of options and stuff.
Well, that makes sense to do.
Yeah.
I'm reading.
Okay.
I think I know who she serves.
Yeah, do you?
Do I? That's the question.
Probably. I mean, if she's from the tower, you can probably guess that she works for the headmaster or...
Yeah. It'd be interesting to hear what she says for what he wish I would do. So she's directing traffic. She's just making sure that people don't run into each other, basically.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, like, to specify that this person's in charge. Like, she's more of, like, kind of, like, people are running up to her trying to make sure, like, this display is running smoothly and stuff.
Oh, I see.
She's not, like, literally directing traffic.
She's managing.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'll ask her what does she most desire.
I think she says, but I most desire to learn. Personally, I wish to advance my knowledge and be able to have these sort of contraptions do more and dance around and stuff. But I'm really interested in some new stuff we're working on, and we've been able to sort of, we think we are close or working with trying to figure out some real dragon magic.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It is. We're really looking forward to it. What about you? Are you part of any group or anything? No, actually. No. She's a wizard. She's a magic person. She's familiar with magic. She looks at you and goes, how did you get that fiddle? Is there any chance you can let me look at it?
Oh, man.
You have to. You can answer truthfully. The answer could easily be like some type of no or something, but like she's... you're standing in front of a wizard and you have your fiddle.
Wow. I'm like rooted to the spot. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Poor Florian. She's caught between... not wanting this extreme desire to protect her fiddle.
Right.
Which she hasn't felt before for an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Which unnerves her to some extent.
The sort and, of attachment in a way?
Yeah. It's like it's kind of an unhealthy attachment that she has.
Okay.
But she pushes through it and says, oh God, how did she get the fiddle? I went over this before.
You found it.
Yeah.
You need to take it back to the map. Hang on.
In some ruins down in like the on the like the east side.
Down here. Yeah. This I marked an X where you had indicated where it was.
Right. Okay.
You, I think you described it as, where did I make the note of this? Found fiddle in exploring the shallow marsh on the east side. Found it on a body and drawn by strange lights.
Okay. So I respond to her that Florian says, you know, I found it. I found it in a very moist, marshy place.
Found?
And, yeah.
Quite a thing to find.
In fact, it kind of called to me, as weird as that might sound. I'm curious. I'd like to let you look at it, but...
Okay.
Why do you want to see it? What drew you to it?
Oh, I'm just very curious about strange and unusual items. And this certainly exhumes magic from it.
Really? Interesting. Schmorkheim is there, right? Is he paying attention? Can I, like, look over at him and see what he thinks? What his reactions are right now? Like, should I give it to her?
Schnorkheim, are you right there next to her? Or are you kind of wandering off looking at other stuff?
Yeah, I am watching, and I'm just as curious as this wizard.
Okay.
So I'm not stopping her or anything. I just want to see what happens.
Okay, so he kind of doesn't really give me an answer either way.
Mm-mm.
Okay, pretty go much. Ahead and hand it to her then.
Okay.
And can I still do my attacks if I don't have my fiddle?
That's actually interesting. You've in the past a couple times you've described being able to like dance and sing and be able to do your arcane art.
Okay.
But as you hand it over, though, I would like you to roll a charisma roll for me, though. 9. Okay.
Hmm.
That's not bad.
This is actually, as you hand it over, you feel the fiddle kind of call back to you. This charisma roll is a heirloom roll. And you get the impression that this fiddle does not want to be held by this person.
I get goosebumps, and before she can grab it, I immediately pull it out of her reach.
She just kind of looks at you like, is everything okay? And she kind of slowly still reaches out a little bit more. I swear I won't break it.
I believe you, but I can't give this to you. I'm sorry. I reserve the right to change my mind.
I understand.
I really appreciate your curiosity, though, and I'm sorry. I don't really understand why I'm doing this, to be honest.
Well, the magic in there certainly seems distinct, so I can understand.
Interesting.
Just as I suspected.
Well, my name is Trig Thalad. If you wish to know some more information, you know, you can find me. I'm currently the council's rep for the tower. So if you want, I'm probably one of the best ones best people to talk to if you want to know more. And she's going to, since you've spurned her, she's going to walk away and keep going and trying to organize the festival.
Okay.
Let her down.
Boom.
Yep.
Are those little mannequins that you added? What were the icons you added up there?
Oh, so these little guys are... These are the mannequins that I added. And then just like the boxes are supposed to be like other displays and stuff. So
okay.
I just wanted to make a note that those stuff is there. That dragon iconography is still there and all that stuff. So. And then I'm going to add.
How many days is it till the festival right now?
2. It'll be one more day, and then the next day will be like the main kickoff with like a big firework display at the end.
Woo!
Crazy stuff.
I wonder if we should go to the tower before or after the festival happens. Probably before.
That depends on you.
Isn't it hard to get in?
We have a secret way.
Cool. Yeah, this
works for me.
Yeah. But there's other stuff might be around here too. If you guys want to roll like a discern realities and stuff, you can learn a little bit. But I mean, this person though, Trig Thalad is not going to be talking to you though.
Spurned.
A little bit.
Did I take interrogate? If he's not going to talk to us anyway, I could force him to tell us something if he's never going to talk to us.
Oh, you did take interrogate.
Because, yeah, if he's never going to talk to us anyway, this will just force him to never talk to me still.
Interrogator, when you have a private chat with an NPC, roll plus charisma. On a 10 plus, ask them two questions, which they answer truthfully. On a 7-9, ask one question. Regardless of the result, the embassy would not want to talk to you ever again. So before this person walks away, do you want to try to do that then?
Well, I don't know if we want to know anything. That's why I'm asking them if they want me to rough this guy up for any reason.
I do want to know about my violin, but I don't want to give it to her.
Well, yeah, but we could try and force whatever he may know offhand, you know?
Yeah.
All right, I'll grab him, throw him against the wall, interrogate him.
Okay. That's a little bit more serious then, because she's kind of in control of this group. I mean, like, if you're going to be roughing her up like that, then, I mean, like, there's going to be other people. There's other people around her.
Big consequences.
Yeah.
Has Varel ever cared?
No.
You might. All right. Let's roll your... What do you say? And
oh,
roll
God. Are you sure?
Well, you told me to do this. This is interrogation. Forgot. How does interrogation work?
I forgot who I was talking to.
You can be intimidating without needing to rough somebody up and throw them against a wall. But I mean,
not Varel.
That's probably true.
That's only like his first thing he does.
Okay, your charisma is a 0, so let's roll that roll and see what you get.
Okie dokie.
Oh boy.
No.
His charisma. Damn. I get experience.
Yep. Mark a point of XP.
Oh, wait, not level experience.
This can't be good.
No, it's probably going to be real bad.
Mm-hmm. I have to look some stuff up. Hang on real quick.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You know, it's bad when he has to look stuff up.
Did this move intimidate her? You try to rough her up and, like, try to push her against a wall, right, Varel? That's what you're trying to do?
Yeah, apparently.
Quite what we were expecting, but, you know.
So she has a staff on her, which glows, and you see a little, there's like a little energy, kind of like this little magical symbol that flashes in front of it. And Varel, you are in a cage.
Damn it.
This is a 5th level magic spell called the cage. The target is held in a cage of magical force. Nothing can get in or out of the cage. The cage remains until you cast another spell or you dismiss it. While the spell is ongoing, the cage creature can hear your thoughts and you cannot leave sight of the cage. So.
Oh my god.
So I can hear her thoughts though.
No. Other way. She can hear yours.
Oh, well, I'm just saying bitch in my head over and over again.
She brushes off their shoulder like, that was very rude of you. And she just looks you down like, what is that dagger on your back?
I'm still thinking bitch.
How did you get that power?
I'm still thinking it.
Well, think about it for a while then. And she just leaves you in the cage and walks away.
She has to view me. It just said it.
Did you say it?
Yeah, she has to keep sight of me.
Oh, cannot leave sight of the cage. You're right. So, how is she gonna? Can she move it?
Can she move it? Oh god.
Yeah. Trying to figure that out. If it just stays put, or let's see, can she do something else?
Can she speak ogre or orc? Otherwise, I'll be saying some dirty shit and orc at her.
Okay. You're right. She can't walk away while you're in the cage. Otherwise, the cage will fall down. So, let's see. She's going to try to cast another spell on you. And I'll give you a chance to... I think... Can you resist this one? I don't know if you can resist this one. Yeah. Since... Okay, so instead, what she's going to do, since you're just talking to her and yelling at her in your head and stuff, she's going to cast sleep on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I get a chance to resist that at all, or no?
Yeah, let's say because, yeah, you have some moves about this stuff. So roll, I think this would be, what are you doing to resist falling asleep magically?
I'm biting myself.
Sounds like a constitution roll, then. Yeah, it's a fighting your con, enduring it.
Woo! I rolled a 12.
Yeah, you're able to stay awake, and you're biting your. You have to bite yourself pretty hard to do it, though.
That's fine.
Just small.
I'm smiling while I'm doing it.
Yeah. You take 2 damage. You're doing this to yourself, so you
no armor.
Yeah, this ignores armor. Okay. Yeah. And she just looking at you goes like, you should hang on to that dagger as long as you can. And she starts to walk away, the cage falls, and she's going to be surrounding herself with people as she leaves you guys alone.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore her after that. I'm not fucking with her anymore.
Yeah. Well, damn. There goes that opportunity.
Crisis averted.
Hey, I tried, man. Y'all could have done something. Y'all just let me sit there in a cage.
I'm a bard.
All right. But yeah, that seems like it goes pretty well then.
Something like that.
Something like that. We'll put her over here, just away in the crowd, away from people. All right.
In your corner.
Okay. Does anybody else want to do anything else then in this sort of promenade area? Or how are you guys feeling?
Schnorkheim, what did you think of that lady?
Well, first I thought she was pretty interesting, and then I noticed you might share some common interests.
Oh, you said...
Okay, so I wouldn't worry about her. She'll just get in my way.
Alrighty then.
This guy's a little creep.
I'd buy something, but I can't.
Do I want to buy anything?
This would be the place for it.
You have a shit ton of money.
Everybody but Schnorkheim has a ton of money, so.
I like my inventory. Wish I saw that tongue.
Sorry, you had to eat it.
It was great.
Yeah, at the end of the last session, everybody but Boss added 160 coin to their inventory.
Poor Boss, he was passed out.
He also wasn't part of the con, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherry is with you guys, and like she just offers, like, I got a guy who makes some healing potions. I think I was gonna try to get us a discount for it. You guys, do you mind? Or anybody here want a healing potion? With or without pulp?
Oh, with pulp, absolutely.
Okay, good.
For asking, Sherry, you know how I like it.
Anybody else?
Definitely not, though.
He does one without, it's okay. You don't have to be weird about it.
Are we buying in bulk?
I'll go take care of it, don't worry. I just figured I can help you guys out a little bit.
Wait, you don't want anything for it?
Oh, honey, don't worry. I have money for it.
Oh my, Sherry sounds loaded.
Out of character. Yeah, she is. She's She stole a bunch of shit from Dice Surprise, that information broker that included a lot of money. And she also got some money from you guys last night as well.
Nice.
Yup.
I guess she's appreciative of the opportunities we've provided her.
And she's pretty loyal to you guys. She's at +2 loyalty right now. The max is 3. So she likes you guys a lot.
Oh, Sherry. She even called me honey.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the equipment and stuff right now. Looking at things that maybe I could buy or...
This would be the time for sure. And like this city's big enough. Like there's a special move called supply. When you buy something with money on hand, if it's readily available in the settlement you're in, you can buy it at market price. If it's something special beyond what it's usually available here or non-mundane, roll plus charisma. On a 10+, find what you're looking for at a fair price. On a 7 and 9, you have to pay more or settle for something similar. So non-mundane, something magical or something that you're looking for. If market price is basically like anything in the book that is described. So if you in this city as well, it's a large city with a lot of people going on. So you guys would be able to roll supply with an additional +1 on it. So you guys can find quite a lot of stuff here if you want.
Varel is definitely a minimalist, so he's not looking for anything.
Yeah. You did a little shopping last time too already. So
I got a stone, but I mean that stone's not gonna do much.
You know, she said that I could buy one of those boxes.
Oh, a nice box for your fiddle? Oh, no, the electric box. Oh, okay.
Maybe true. I can have it fit as a backpack.
Is it that big? I thought it was smaller.
Is it? Oh, I kind of imagined it being like 9x9, 6x6, something like that.
Okay. What would it, work with your fiddle? Like, what are you looking for with this item?
That's what I was thinking. Like amplify.
Amplify it? Okay.
Maybe it, I don't know, maybe I can like make my magic more powerful through it or something.
Maybe. I think let's roll supply then. Let's see how much one of these things costs.
Or maybe just an opportunity to kind of like for Florian to experiment with it.
Okay.
Let's see. What am I rolling? Charisma?
Yeah, charisma with a +1. 8. Okay. So 7 and 9, you'll have to pay more or settle for something similar. So I think these, for any sort of magical item, like baseline is like you take the base item price you're looking for and then +50 on top of it for the magical effect that you're looking for. So I think for this box, it seems like just a regular power pack thing. I think you may find them for sale for like maybe 70, 75 coins and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's like a vendor who's trying to sell them. It's like, yeah, these are going really fast. It's incredible. People are really interested and I really hope they really want to use them and stuff.
And how would this go moving forward? Like with this thing?
I'm trying to think about that right now, in fact. So...
like, would it be, is it worth it, basically?
Possibly. I guess there's always, like, a question of, like, does it work with, how is your fiddle different than the battery pack? Because the last time we really saw it, like, your fiddle, the music was able to really manipulate, like, just the energy that's kind of flowing through the lights and stuff, but... the actual battery from what the kid was using with his electric guitar, it had like a resonance with it. So like, we didn't really get into like, what was it happening at all? So like we can, maybe if you play a little tune and do your heirloom move, you may be able to learn a little bit more, like get an impression from your fiddle about what these would do.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them around, so now's a good time to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's like even like a couple plugged in for like a display of like what you can do with it and stuff. So I think, yeah, this would be a good time to see what's going on.
Okay. I think Florian, she doesn't want to just like jump out and do it in front of the people and weird them out. Okay. Because we're trying to lay low right now, so she can't like make a big show of it.
Right. So is this then just a instead of doing the heirloom where you may have to do a little bit of like, I guess, something with it? I don't know, because you may have to play it to get for the trigger for the heirloom. But if this is just like a discern realities, maybe you could just like strum a few strings to see what's going on. What do you think? Like, is it more important that you figure out that you get the impression from the spirit in the fiddle, or is it more important that you kind of learn what these boxes are about? Like, what exactly are you more interested in?
I guess I'm more interested in getting the impression of them, not from the spirit. Like, I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
Yeah.
the impression.
So you're closely studying a situation. Okay, so that is a wisdom roll then.
Okay, so yeah, discern realities, right?
Yes, that's the move. Nine. Okay. You get to ask one question.
Real quick, that charisma roll wasn't a fail, right?
No, that was a success. And nine is still, it's a partial success. And six and below is failure.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so one question from Discern Realities. So to recap the situation, I'm going to probably just strum a couple strings and see what happens.
Okay, yeah, like just pluck a couple just to see, just kind of quietly see for yourself. Okay.
Yeah. I guess what is about to happen?
I think you get a feedback. Like there's something about the boxes that when you're strumming it, like the energy in your fiddle almost, like there was a resonance before when the guy was playing it, and now it's like, oh, what, these boxes are kind of similar almost to your fiddle.
Interesting. So can Florian put it together that we know there's will-o-wisps in Stein already, right?
You suspect for sure, I bet. Because you've definitely heard them, like people have mentioned it quite a few times, like they stole will-o-wisps from the woods and stuff, and like they were little balls of fire and energy and stuff, and it's like this might be about the size of one, so it's maybe not such a far leap to say there might be something very similar, very nearly similar. Yeah.
Can I call Schnorkheim over?
Sure.
I do so. Schnorkheim, hey, what are you doing over there, old guy? Oh, you little old creeper, dude. Get over here and take a look at this thing with your special eyes.
But I come over. What are we looking at?
You tell me, man. Check this out. Oh. It's a little power box dealy, and it resonates with my violin.
What are you doing with those? Yeah. Oh, I think I know what's going on here.
I think there might be something, some will-o-wisp in there or something.
Oh, no.
Schnorkheim, you have a couple moves here that you could do. Like your move Second Sight. You are sensitive to the spirit world. When you are in the presence of an influential or important spirit, the GM will let you know. Oh, when you open your senses to the mist, interact with the spirit, roll charisma. So I think there, you definitely feel like some sort of spiritual energy off of these boxes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clear too. Snorkheim feels maybe something similar, but I don't think Varel does.
Right. I'd like to do that probably, yeah.
Okay. That's a charisma roll.
All right, let's do it.
Eleven. Good. All right. On a 10+, ask the GM 3 questions from the list below. Where exactly are any spirits residing? What is the nature of the spirit's presence? How is the spiritual influencing the material world? What could I offer the spirit that it wants or needs?
So let's say, what is the nature of the spirit's present?
You've described that you've met Will-O-Wisp before, and this feels like somebody made a copy of one.
Hmm.
Whoa!
It's crazy. So then, how is the spirit influencing the material world?
It is almost exactly like we've described it before. It's a ball of energy that influences the world. And you feel it, like this spiritualness of it, but like it's not like the Will-O-Wisp you've encountered in the world. Like you can kind of feel a little bit more of like the spirit energy being closer to nature, but like Varel's never noticed this because this thing in the box is not alive.
Right. They've made like clones or something.
What?
You have one more question.
Let's see. What could I offer the spirit that it wants or needs?
Release. It wants to get at anything in here that resembles living does not want to be in this box.
So I want to help it.
It wants to get out. What do you want?
Does Varel see any of this?
You can be there looking at it. I mean, do you want to do your own kind of examination with...
Well, I'm just curious if I would notice... Well, you're saying like a spirit that wants to be released. Like, I mean, I don't know. Am I going to notice that type of shit?
Well, I've also described it as sort of like a non-living thing. So gotcha. Like,
well, yeah, you said anything that's living wants to get out.
Also, I'm wondering how much of this does Snorkheim actually tell us?
That certainly is up to him for sure. Does he offer spirit? I guess that's a good point. I think maybe that it's like maybe that Snorkheim's feeling of like, oh, I want to get this thing out, whatever it is, but because it's a non-living spirit, like it can't have any wants or needs. And like that's okay. Like wrong to Snorkheim.
I see.
Right.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense because then like there's no feeling that Varel would have sensed because there's yeah.
Nice.
There's something weird going on, but there. I think I still want to help though.
Do you say anything to Florian?
Well, yeah. This is what I say. I know that. You might have been hurt before, but having them trapped like that isn't right. You think we should do anything?
Them? What's in there?
I think they've got some sort of will-o-wisps in there.
Really?
But it's like they're being... I don't know, they're being tormented.
Can you feel that? Do you know that somehow from them with your crazy special eyes?
Yeah, because they're not giving you like any wants or needs. Like they just feel like balls of energy.
I don't notice anything for sure. I've just got a weird vibe.
What do you think we should do about it? And I want, and at that point, Florian looks around and kind of assesses the situation, sees where guards might be and things like that.
I think it's also important to note at this moment too, Twinkle Toes has gone off to go buy those potions, so she's not here to say anything or stop you guys.
I'm just wondering if we could take a peek in one of those boxes.
I want to as well.
Inside? Okay. What do you do then? Like, are you guys going to try to pop it open? Or is Florian going to try to play a song to see what happens?
I think we want to try and open it. I would love to smash one of these boxes somehow. Or, you know, otherwise more creatively open it. Can we take a closer look and see if there's maybe a way to open it up more easily with less destructively, quietly?
Unfortunately, your thief isn't here, so I don't know if either of you have the ability to do something like that.
Maybe we should just buy one.
Yeah, like buy one for later.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they'll be here tomorrow, won't they?
I mentioned before that there's a lot of people, and this salesperson you were talking to was a little frantic that they were selling so fast. So,
that's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the city, and they're on like full display. So who knows?
But we could probably steal one from someone later.
Always possible.
Maybe. I really wish we had Bug around.
How
much money you got?
I got a good amount. Let's find out how much one of these is.
All right.
Okay. So you approach the person who kind of made a desk and just like, "Hi, welcome to the tower display. I'm so excited you're interested in our products. Are you interested in purchasing one of these items today?"
Absolutely.
Great.
This guy.
So previously you rolled a 7 on a supply roll for this. So I think she goes like, "Yeah, they're selling really hot. So we had to up the price to 80 coin.
80 coin, huh? Let me dig in my pockets and see what I got.
Wait. This guy said 75 earlier.
Well, I mean, supply and demand, they're flying off the table. If you don't want one, I mean, I'm sure I can find somebody else.
Out of character, this is not a common thing, so we could barter, right?
Yes. But the price is always going to be a little bit high just because Florian already set up that it's going to be more expensive than usual because of a roll she did. But you can try to do... You could try to do like some sort of charisma thing, like a barter or something. But it's going to be like a charisma roll. And yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to try to barter a little bit.
Okay. What do you say? Yeah.
What was that?
What do you say?
You can do the charisma roll, or you can try something too if you want.
Yeah. But I want to know, though, like, what are you doing? Like, how are you haggling with this person? What are you saying?
I say, "Are you sure you can't bring the price down if I play a little song and try to brighten up your day a little bit? I'm sure it's been a tough day of selling, and trying to do things for other people. Can I do something for you in exchange for a discount?"
I don't know if I don't know if a song right now would be really useful, but I certainly could use maybe a few. We have certainly been very busy. If you go run and grab us some food, I bet we can help you get a little discount.
Oh, that sounds great. What can I get for you? And what kind of discount are we talking?
That's interesting. Let's say we'll knock the price down a couple coin if you bring us. It's not far. You just have to go on the other side of the promenade, and there's a food vendor over there who has something for us. We'll have something for us. So we'll knock it down 5 coin.
And am I paying for the food too?
Or well, that's part of the favor, right? I think this is where you can roll to like kind of No. What do you say next? Like, what's your counter off to this? And then we'll roll.
Well, how much is the food?
It'll be like a coin.
Okay. That's a little better.
I was like, food's going to be 10 coins.
No.
Right?
Like a regular meal is only like one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only 5 coin. In the time that it would take you to walk over there, if they're selling as fast as you say they are, I'm certain you could make a lot more than that with that amount of time.
I'm sorry, are you trying to convince me not to sell you this item? Like,
wait, what?
Okay, I'm confused. It sounds like you're trying to convince this woman not to sell you this thing. What are you talking about? It makes
money anyway.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're right. If I could sell it to somebody else at 80 coin, it would certainly be better than trying to get a discount to you. What?
No, it doesn't work that way. It works in your favor.
Does it now?
Where's my charisma roll?
You're not going to try to like talk her down from the price a little bit more? Or...
Oh, okay. Directly, sure. How about 10? Bring down 10 coin and we got a deal there.
Roll charisma.
There we go. I forgot the direct method.
Yes. This is haggling. You're talking to an NPC. You can just be very direct with what you want to do. 6. Good shit.
He said good shit.
Yeah. Snorkheim, since you're standing right next to her, you can roll an 8 to boost this up to a +1. So it would be interested in it.
I roll a charisma also?
No, it's not a charisma, in fact. It is 2d6 plus the number of bonds you have with Florian.
Ignore that.
That ain't it.
Yeah, where's ignore that. Where's the 2d6?
How'd you roll 16 damage? What?
No.
Nice.
What the heck?
Ballin'.
Oh, you typed it wrong. You just typed in 16.
No. I clicked accidentally on the damage die.
Oh, that's so weird. What?
Bam, I rolled a 16.
Why is your damage broken? That's weird.
That was weird.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
16 damage. Yeah, that's what I clicked on, the damage. Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
2d6. Where's that option again?
You do slash roll.
There it is. +5. Great. And +1 because you have one bond, which is a 6. So everybody fails here. Both Florian and Snorkheim get one experience from this. But also, since it's a failure, the woman just goes, if you guys are going to be difficult about this, I'm just going to take it over here and sell it to somebody else. And she picks up the box and walks away from you guys.
Suck.
We're awful hagglers. But God, do I want to pay this much for this thing? Blah.
Too late. Yeah.
I almost just bought it in the middle of all that happening for you guys. I seen it going south, and I was just like, nah, I'm just gonna let this play out. It'll be fine.
But I think that's gonna be part of the failure, though, is like the opportunity to buy this here closes. So like, they're not going to let you even like haggle. Like, word gets around that these people want to haggle in weird ways, and like, they're not going to sell you the boxes and just sell them to somebody else now.
They're just not going to sell them to us at all.
Yes.
Get wrecked.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're stealing one of those boxes sometime. I hope these are still around later. We need to get one.
Maybe we can, if they aren't, we can steal one from somebody who bought one. Alright, well, I guess moving on.
Great.
Want to go get some lunch at that vendor she was talking about?
Perfect. I think this is a good time to take a break. I need some dinner. So,
okay.
What do you guys think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time.